sat only version. In this version, everybody else's comments are summarized or eliminated as much as possible. Reno Center, December 5th, 2021. After meditation and bhajans, Kavi reads a quote from Baba that's about Jesus' life and teachings for study circle. Several people share some understandings they have about Jesus and about the quote. And then Radha mentions a part of the quote and asks Sat for elaboration.
I wonder if anybody else had an understanding of this. Baba says this negative body has the positive divinity within it.
I didn't understand.
Did anybody understand, or does anybody have an understanding of what that means?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Would anyone please like to elaborate?
Here goes love.
Divine love in action.
That's what, is it the positive and the negative is
coming together?
Uh-huh. When they are attached to each other,
they create electricity.
There's
yeah.
no more love and to speak of is unification.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
The question was, reflect on the life of Jesus Christ and reflect on what amongst his qualities stand out for us. Anyone want to answer that? Or should we move to the next one?
I think Jesus' worth was the realization of Christ in him. So we talk about Jesus really is that what he realized in that life was what made him great. Otherwise, he would have been another man amongst millions.
There's one more question here. How can we practice the teachings of Jesus Christ and live his message?
Mansoor talks about one of Jesus' teachings that is very important to him. And then people joke about that Baba in the quote says that if you practice two of his teachings, it's going to change your life. And then Sat says,
on 81, Christmas of 81, I was in the ashram and they had decorated the temple beautifully. It was just like a candy. And Christmas morning, Baba gave a talk about Jesus, as he does every year. We were there three Christmas or four Christmas. And on that year, 81, I don't know when that was said.
2 years before that.
81, he said one of Jesus' teaching. So by the time we got there, it was easier. I went into Christmas in the ashram. The children, foreign children from all other countries, they would have a play presented on a Christmas day of Jesus' birth or Jesus' teaching while Jesus was little. I remember in two of the plays, Adi Reza was in it too. And it just came to my mind. And the Baba would go at the rehearsal and give the children encouragement. And Elham was there sitting watching because he was very little. They couldn't take him. And one of the play at Irizo was the star barrier, the one that took the star in his head. And Baba went on the stage and gave him a pat like this on the face. And two, three people ran outside. I was sitting and meditating and told me, Baba went straight on the stage and slapped Adiraza in the face just like that. And he was when I saw him after the thing, he was a little bit spaced out, to say the least. Mm-hmm.
Was he 3 or 4?
He was 3 and a half.
Four?
No, 4 and a half. He was 4 and a half because Elham was 2. Yeah, now you go ahead.
With Sat's permission, Kavi reads a quote from Sat about Jesus' quotes.
The mystical meaning of Jesus Christ's teachings. Part 1. Today is Christmas Eve, and I was inspired to talk about Jesus the Christ. I am not a Christian. I am not religious, and I have not read the Bible. But intuitively, the phrases I have heard throughout my life that Jesus has said have been opening up. The more mystical meaning of them, automatically, without taking thought. So, I thought this is a good occasion to give a little bit of understanding to Jesus Christ, not as what the religion has presented him to the world, but what he truly was, as my intuition revealed to me. Religion, through the lens of ego, I know somebody and I am someone, has presented him as an idol, or son of God, or this and that. And I don't think he was any of what is being taught in churches and places of religion. As a truly realized human being, which at one point a human being was not even there, he gave a few very significant points. When he said, "I am the way, the light, and the truth," he was indicating that the I am, that consciousness that says I am in each one of us, is the way. Meaning that if we realize that who we really are as I am, which is no different than what he was and what the Father was, we realize that we are not the personality, we are not the ego, we are not the thoughts, we are not even the body or emotions and feelings. He did not say, "I am this and that." He just said, in order to get to the source of our own being is through I am. Now, humanity takes this I am to be this body, or this profession, or this bank account, or the title of being a mother, a father, a son, a daughter, or this and that. But the I am, as a pure beingness, is the way to recognize and realize ourselves. So the I am is the key, and I am, if it is purely held onto, will take us to the immense silence of the mind, and that is the origin or the nature of who we were and we are before the polluted ideas penetrated and covered it. This is from Christmas Eve, 2020.
I was hoping you would please answer the first question I had about knowledge and skills leading to balance. And is that in any way related to the wisdom and love and, you know, how flight, the birds fly?
Yeah.
And I think inherently, at least in my mind, is intuitively is balance there too. And balance is such a deep concept, I don't pretend to understand it, but it is something I see all over your teachings and by other realized people.
Yeah.
If you could answer, if
I'm yeah, on the right I'm track. Shaking my head, you're right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Love and wisdom, yeah, when they come together, you have the balance to fly. You're not going It's rare. Very rare. Our gatherings are very rare. I'm not saying we're unique, I'm just saying it's not as common. Very rare.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Satya. Yeah.
I think it's really, really beautiful that Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, Nowruz, all the other tradition of Hinduism and Buddhism and all of that. That because we're diving into it, we find such a unity instead of conflict or we're moving away from the surface of religion to a depth of what the prophet went through to achieve, to receive. And that is why I think it makes our life so meaningful, because no longer Christmas is Christmas where we run into mall and frantically trying to get gifts for each other. That we talk about the essence of Jesus Christ's teaching. Now, just for a moment, think about that. Or talking about the Hinduism, talking about the Advaita, talking about Islam, talking about La ilaha illallah, Allah Malik, Allah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That's enough to represent Islam. There's just few sentences to go to the depth of it and realize that there is nothing but that. There is nothing but God. So, in that, or Buddhism, I mean, I remember 2003, I watched the Buddha movie, The Little Buddha, and I went around telling everybody that I could care for to see it, because the essence of Buddhism is really is to watch the mind, I came to realize, and it was such a great moment for me, because that was about 8 years after I had received Just Watch the Mind in the mall. So for me, it was like a revelation that I had already received in the 1980s. So more than, 15 years? But my point is that, not caring about the dates, that when we really squeeze all the paraphernalia out of the religion, we come to the essence of it that is so similar, so one. And so then we're free to celebrate any religion with joy and understanding. I was just full of gratitude, so I just voiced my gratitude.
There's such a continuity, like what you say and how you break down what Jesus said, what Muhammad said. There's this continuity, which to me testifies that it has to be the truth, because there's a continuity to what you each say.
Yeah. And then when we look at all of them, all the deepest of the deepest of teaching of any of them, we realize the best position they're trying to point us to is to be quiet, to be silent, to be still. In a stillness, there is no world, there is no thinker, there is no thoughts, and there is nobody. All of them say the same thing. In essence, not interpretation of millions of people. Look at what is happening. They take Jesus as the Son of God, and they refuse to accept any of other religion. Jesus is the way. You don't go through the Jesus. How do you go through Jesus? Explain that to me. Do you make a tunnel through his tummy? It makes no sense.
Thank you, sir.
Namaste to all of you.
After live stream ends, Sat says grace before everybody has some snacks.
Almighty Father, fill thy grace for the purpose of union with thee and to satisfy and glorify thy creation. We take thy food with all gratitude, my Lord. Amen.
Amen.